Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome back to the podcast. Today we are talking about Reddit again. They are currently tightening their verification standards to keep out human-like AI bots. And that's really a big deal in a lot of ways. We're going to talk about how AI is changing the world in that way and how a lot of companies are going to need to follow suit, similar to Reddit. But before we get into that, Jane, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, so if you have ever wanted to start essentially a side hustle that can help grow and scale your business using AI tools. Every single week, Jamie and I, we record an exclusive video that we don't post anywhere else. And essentially we break down all of the tools, all of the processes, and all of the AI things we're using to grow and scale our businesses. Jamie's got a lot going on. I got a lot of things. I have my software company, AI Box. I have this podcast. We have different school community. We have different communities and just different things we grow. And so we use AI tools for all of it. And so every week we post videos of essentially the golden nuggets, the hacks, all of the best stuff onto that school community. There's over 50 videos. We have over 300 members there. So it's $19 a month. And if you lock in that price now, when we raise the price in the future, it won't ever raise on you. But yeah, we'd love to have you as a member of the community. We share a ton of awesome stuff. So there's a link in the description. It's school.com/AI hustle, but there's a link in the description. You can check it out. Okay, let's get into what's happening with Reddit. I guess, Jamie, my big question for you is, Reddit, right, they're trying to crack down on the bots. Do you think, based off of what you see on social media today, like what percentage would you guess of Instagram, Reddit, Twitter? Because I think this is probably the same problem with everybody. Is AI versus is actual humans like making comments on things today?
Well, it's hard to guess percentage wise, but I feel like the biggest culprit these days is actually Facebook. If you go on there, you know, you'll see like a random picture with tons of comments that all seem very bot-like. That would be my guess is that, you know, a good percentage of Facebook, I would say, is probably bots. But traditionally, you know, for the past, I would say 10 years, Reddit has been a place known for its authenticity. So if you were looking for, you know, an answer to a question, maybe a unique situation, you would search Reddit and, you know, find a thread that you could relate to. And I personally have done a lot of research on tons of different topics over the past, you know, using Reddit. So because it, you know, was at one time more trustworthy than Google because you didn't know if you were getting, served up a sponsored placement or whatever. So, but now the big concern is these AI bots. So a team of researchers released a swarm of AI powered human impersonating bots on the Change My View subreddit. So apparently the bots posted over 1,700 comments, each adopting different personas like abuse survivors or controversial identities like anti-Black Lives Matter advocates. So this kind of, you know, is really an interesting experiment. And I think, you know, AI is becoming harder and harder to, you know, distinguish itself between AI and a real person. So this whole verification thing is very important, all that to say. Jane, what do you think about it?
Yeah, no, I think this is so crazy. I mean, this is like, if for those that don't know, the Change My View subreddit, like you pretty much say some outlandish or bold statement or maybe just something you passionately believe in. And it's everyone's job to try and change your view. So they're actively trying to like give you new takes and people are responding like, oh man, this is a good point or not a good point. Like this actually helped change my view. So there's all sorts of crazy things. I'd want to just read like a couple of the headlines in this so you get an idea of what this subreddit is. The most recent one is, "Everything stupid Trump says and does is because he's genuinely a stupid person." They're like, "Change my view on that." So that's funny. Another one is Russia's complete disregard for human lives has made them more dangerous than any country. And then they're like, change my view on that. Okay, now that I'm like reading through them all, it's kind of funny because it seems like they're all just political. I'm trying to find one that's not just about Trump. And obviously you can imagine what people on Reddit's opinion of Trump is. But sub-replacement birth rates are not a major problem. This is actually pretty funny because I feel like all of these are obviously politically leaning to one side. But anyways, these are all change my views. And these are views that people have very passionate, you know, opinions on. And so this is like essentially a subreddit all about arguing and debate. And the reason why this is important is because people talk about like how good AI is at changing your opinion. And they're like, you know, well, AI is bad because for, let's say, for an election, maybe like North Korea wants to go influence the election of Ghana for some unknown reason because they want to get a certain political candidate in that's going to give North Korea a mineral license to go mine something. Obviously, this is like super this is probably not a situation that would ever happen. More likely, it's like Russia, China, or America that's trying to get that deal with any other country. But in any case, you can imagine like this is what, you know, theoretically people are like worried about. And they're like, oh no, you know, when you talk about election interference or something like that, it's like, oh no, they're going to unleash AI and all of these kind of swarms of AI bots to go and sway everyone's opinion one way or the other on something. Now, in my opinion, I'm actually not super concerned about this, and I will tell you why, but I do think this is like what a lot of people are concerned about and talking about. And this subreddit is a perfect testing ground because it's literally a subreddit, mostly about political things that people are very strongly opinionated about. And it's like how well the AI can actually change people's mind on this, because it actively is out there putting out arguments and some people are like, oh, that's a good argument, you've changed my mind on it. And so anyways, I think this is so interesting. It's indicative essentially of how powerful the AI is. And so when this report came out that said these AI bots were very, very effective and they were actually changing people's minds on stuff, a lot of people got scared. So I'll tell you exactly what the bots did in this thing. It posted over 1,700 comments, like you mentioned, and Reddit freaked out about this, I think, to say this lightly. You know, a lot of people said that they were disturbed that quote-unquote AI slop was going to be what was getting served up there. But I think in reality, like, it probably is giving good arguments, and it's just, you know, arguments trained off of everything on the whole internet. So, like, these arguments aren't necessarily novel in one way or another. They're sort of grabbing arguments from things that sort of already exist, ideas that kind of already existed before. I don't know. What's your take on that, Jamie? Like, are you concerned that these AI bots are going to change the public opinion of the world, that there's, you know, these kind of crazy systems?
I mean, that's a potential problem. But I think, you know, with Reddit, here's the issue. So the easiest, I would say, way to like get rid of a problem with like this would be to do like, you know, you need a photo ID verification for your account, you know, similar to like a banking service. However, this is where the ethics kind of come into play with Reddit, is because Reddit traditionally is a place where you can be anonymous and ask questions that you may not ever want to mention to anyone else in the entire world, but you would trust Reddit because of the anonymous nature of it. So if you have an embarrassing skin rash or something and you want to get advice on it, you're not going to want it.
You're
not going to
post that on
ID.
Facebook and ask your grandma and your aunt for their input.
Exactly. So, you know, if your privacy is then a concern because you have to share your photo ID, you maybe wouldn't ask the question, or, you know, and so that's kind of the, you know, the catch 22 there. So I don't know. It's a tough one for Reddit.
I thought this was pretty funny because Reddit came out and said, and essentially they condemned the, I quote, improper and highly unethical experiment. The thing like about this is like, come on, these are researchers doing some sort of AI research project. They published it. Like, how is this unethical? Like, I don't know. I fail to like take Reddit's side on this being improper and highly unethical, because like, even if you're mad that the results are, oh, AI bots can change people's minds, like, someone had to figure that out. And if these researchers aren't going to publish research on it, like, who do you want doing this? Like, some foreign adversaries, governments, you know,
right,
like Russia's true. Russia's version of the CIA or whatever, or America's CIA probably, running this on like these like kind of opinion things and like not telling anyone about it. I'd rather researchers do it and tell us and publish the paper. Now we all know. So I'm not like mad about that in any way, like Reddit seemed to be. But anyways, Reddit, the CEO of Reddit, Steve Huffman, he shared a post on Reddit that said, Now, because of this, they're going to quote, they're going to start working with, quote, various third party services. And essentially, they're going to be trying to verify people's identity. Like you mentioned, this is the way to do it. He said, quote, to keep Reddit human and to meet evolving regulatory requirements, we are going to need a little bit more information. Specifically, we'll need to know whether you're human and in some locations, if you are an adult, but we never want to know your name or who you are. Very tricky, like, line to walk here, right? Like, he's getting at exactly what you said, Jamie. He knows his user base is going to, like, not be thrilled about having to, like, post your government ID and, like, verify. So they're not going to ask who you are, but they do have to verify. So I think there's third-party services that you can essentially sign up for that they will verify. You take a picture of your ID. You take, a selfie of your face. It's, like, you've seen these for, like, different banks and different, like, of those types of platforms, not usually social media accounts. And so that's what they're going to essentially start doing. But then Reddit won't be actually holding that information. So Reddit doesn't know who you are, but somebody, like some third-party software, knows who you are and technically tied that to your account. So, like, technically it's somewhere. And then, like, could that ever leak? Could there ever be a hack where they could, like, tie the people's names to the accounts and then all of a sudden see everyone's embarrassing posts they've ever put on Reddit? And oof, yeah, that's the prize thing everyone's worried about.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but I do feel like moving forward, like the whole Instagram verification badge thing that was, you know, was a paid, or I think it still is paid if you want to be verified. But then it, you know, protects you from scam accounts, essentially, from people impersonating you. That's probably going to become more and more important as time goes on with AI, because, you know, you could basically have a whole bunch of bots impersonating you and not even really realize it. So they would pop up faster than you could take them down. So interesting. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yep. It's going to be really crazy. And the crazy spin on all of this is that Sam Altman has a company which essentially scans your retina to prove that you are human. And I think it's called Tools for Humanity. So anyways, it's this eye scanning thing that proves you're a human. And people are saying, well, maybe this is a good solution. Maybe we just need everyone to scan their retinas on Sam Altman's thing to prove. In any case, I do think this is interesting, and it goes way bigger than Reddit. Every AI company is, or every company is going to have to grapple with, like, how do we keep the bots at bay? Wikipedia just said they have, like, a 30% traffic spike just from bots crawling their website, and it's really expensive for them. It's increased their expenses, and they're not getting any benefit, obviously, out of bots reading Wikipedia because it's a free website. So there's a lot of things to grapple with that I think are going to be interesting in the future. But we'll keep you up to date on everything coming down the line in AI and verification, everything Reddit ends up doing, Wikipedia, if they end up asking for your government ID to see Wikipedia pages, that could be pretty crazy. But in any case, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope you learned something new. And if you want to start an online business, if you want to grow your current business or your career with AI tools, we'd love to have you as a member of the AI Hustle School community. There's a link in the description to our school community. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we will catch you next time.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?